Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, Bava Basra 152. And the Gemara has taught us that a Matanas Shchiv Mera is a gift of a person who is sick, and that gift is valid because he thinks he's going to die, and so therefore we're concerned he's going to be agitated, and so we allow his gift to take place even without a kinyan. Normally there needs to be a formal method of transaction, and so therefore it does not require a kinyan. But let's say, says our Gemara, Matana Shchiv Mera Shekosev Ba Kinyan. Let's say he wrote a kinyan, he made a kinyan, he did beyond what was required. So maybe this case is going to be different. And indeed, we see that there is going to be a difference of opinion about what's the rule in that case. So Bei Rav Mishmei de Rav Amri. So the opinion coming out of the Academy of Rav says Argve Atre Rechshe, that this is the equivalent of riding on two heads of an animal. Where Shmuel says Lo Yadana Mai Adam Bei. Shmuel says I don't know what to do in this case. So the Gemara explains these two approaches. What does Rav mean? He says Harei Kematanas Bari Harei Kematanas Shchiv Mera. In certain degree, it's like a gift of a person who is healthy, and to a certain degree, it's like a gift of a person who is a Shchiv Mera. It's like a gift of a person who is healthy, in that even if he recovered, he cannot renege on the gift. The gift is considered to be valid and he can't go back on it because he did this kinyan. And it's also like the gift of a person who's a Shchiv Mera, where there is an exemption to transfer an oral loan to somebody else, which normally you can't do. And Shmuel's position is Lo Yadana Mai Adin Bei. What does that mean? I don't know what to do with here. He says Shemelo Gamar Laknosa El Bishtar. Vein Shtar Lachar Misa. Shmuel says maybe by the fact that he wrote down that we're going to do a kinyan here, that this transfer is going to do a kinyan, maybe he wrote too much. Maybe his intent was that he only wants to transfer it after his death through a contract. And you cannot transfer something via contract after your death. The right to transfer something via a contract expires with your death. And so therefore, Shmuel is saying maybe by the fact that he made this kinyan, that proves that it's actually not a valid gift, and it's actually weakened it. So at this point, the Gemara says, well, is this really the position of Shmuel, that if you wrote down a contract in order to transfer the gift of a Shchiv Mera, that it doesn't work? But we have another teaching of Shmuel, where Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel the following teaching, Shchiv Mera Shekasav Kol Nechasav L'Acherim, if there is a person who's a Shchiv Mera, and he actually wrote a contract, and he says, all of my possessions are going to other people, then Afal Pi Shekanu Miyado, even though under those circumstances, they did a formal contract, meaning to say that they did a formal transaction with this contract, nevertheless, Amad Choser, that the law is that it's like a Shchiv Mera, that if he recovers, that he can renege on the deal and he can take it back. And so we see from here that even though he did a kinyan, Shmuel is saying that the gift has the law of a Shchiv Mera and that he could renege on it. So the Gemara continues this approach and says, no, why is that case different? Biyadua Sheloya Kinyan Ela Machmas Hamisa. No, that case is different, because it's known that the only reason why this person did this kinyan was because he thought he was going to die. And so therefore, even though it was a kinyan, nevertheless, if he got up from this illness, we are going to allow him to renege on it. And so therefore, we're going to explain the contradictions between Shmuel's in the following manner. So that Shmuel is saying that even in this case, if the person who's giving away his money or his property dies, we are going to say that the gift is valid, because we're saying that he obviously had in mind to transfer it before he died, because it's clear that he's doing this out of his illness. However, with respect to gift of a Shchiv Mera, where the person writes a kinyan, that's of a lesser level. Then we have to concern that maybe he wasn't as positive that he was going to die, and so therefore maybe he only intends to do it after his death. So there's two levels of the Shchiv Mera here. There's one where the person is just a regular Shchiv Mera, and then there's another one where the person is really clear that he's going to die, and therefore we allow it under those those cases. And so we see from here that that in the case that where Shmuel allows the transaction to be valid, it's almost what's called an umdina demuchach. It's certain beyond a doubt. The calculation is certain that that's what the person had in mind. And this is more of a proof than just a regular umdina. So there was a case that came before the Chelkos Yaakov and employs these principles that we've established here. The case was that there was a donor who gave a lot of money to his congregation to build the synagogue. And he did it on the stipulation that the congregation always used the Nusach Ashkenaz. It always used the text when they prayed that was in accordance with that custom. However, as often happens with shuls, that they go through different life cycles and lifespans, and the shul started dwindling, and there was a Hasidic community nearby which used not Nusach Ashkenaz, but Nusach Sfarad. And so they wanted to move into the shul, and everybody would have been happy, but the Hasidim wanted to know, could they adopt the Ashkenazic custom? And the Chelkos Yaakov says, no, they cannot. They have to keep their own nusach. So now the question was, can they change the nusach of the congregation to nusach svar, when the donor said at the beginning, when he donated it, that it has to be nusach Ashkenaz. But otherwise, if they're going to do that, the shul is going to be empty. So the question was, can one deviate from the gift of the donor, where the donor said it has to be Ashkenaz? So indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to a person's vow, we have to follow the intent of the person. However, the Taz rules, when it affects somebody else, then we say it needs an umdina demuchach. However, you also say, Chalkos Yaakov says, from our Tosfos, related to our sugya, we see that if nobody else is affected, we could see what would the person want. And here we could say clearly the person would want the synagogue to be used. And so therefore he ruled in that case that the synagogue can change its nusach to Sfarad.